The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, brought to you by that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Today, the crash of the huge transcontinental flyer seems inevitable as the fireman battles with the strangely stricken engineer. In just a moment, we'll... Oh, wait. I see my friend Tommy coming, and it looks as though he had another one of his questions to ask me.
John! Hey, John, wait a second. I want to ask you something.
Well, I kind of thought you did, Tommy. What's in your mind?
Well, I just got a swell model Spitfire out of a Kellogg's Pep packet. See, I brought it over here to show you.
Why, that's a mighty good-looking model, Tommy.
Yeah, and I wonder if you could tell me anything about it. You know, what kind of work Spitfires generally do and where they operate. You know, all the dope on them.
Well, Tommy, Spitfires first made a name for themselves in England a couple of years ago.
Well, oh, yeah, now I remember.
Uh-huh, I thought you would. And then they did a terrific job in North Africa in the Battle of Tunisia.
North Africa?
Oh, sure. They really made history out there. Once 25 Spitfires met up with 50 German fighters, and the Germans turned around and headed for home.
Oh, boy. I'll say the Spitfires some plane. Say, thanks a lot for giving me the dope, John. I'm going to see how fast I can collect a whole squadron of Pep model Spitfires myself.
Gang, the British Spitfire certainly is a pretty terrific plane, as many of you probably already know. Now, have you gotten your Pep model Spitfire yet? Remember, now you can get a whole new series of swell-looking cardboard planes in the Kellogg's Pep packages. And one of these cardboard models is the Spitfire. What's more, in this new set, you can get famous planes like the Flying Fortress and the Douglas A-17A. So, gang, remind your mother to get you a package of super delicious Pep tomorrow. See which prize you find inside, the model plane or the hot iron transfer of one of the U.S. Air Force combat insignia. And remember the name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A strange and mysterious voice has been breaking in on coast-to-coast radio programs, threatening grave disasters to the American war effort. Following the first threat, the giant Jupiter, largest plane in the world, crashed during a test flight, and its pilot was found dead in the wreckage, his skin a bright green. While baffled scientists hunted vainly for an explanation, the voice spoke again, predicting another major catastrophe. That midnight, in the engine cab of the cracked transcontinental flyer, the fireman was horrified to suddenly see his engineer's face and hand begin to turn green. And then, deliberately, like a man gone mad, the engineer races through stop signals toward a head-on collision with an approaching freight train, while the fireman struggles to pull him away and release the air brake.
Ah! The brake!
Bigger
fireman!
Succeeding in the last frantic attempt to release the train's powerful air brakes, the fireman lessens the impact of the head-on collision and saves the lives of hundreds of passengers. Meanwhile, all unknowing, Superman in his role of Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are having a midnight snack and a dinner near the Daily Planet building.
What's the matter, Jim? Not eating.
Well, it's that radio going full blast.
Hmm?
Every time I hear a radio now, I expect that voice to break in.
Who's off? Hey, Nick. Must we have the radio going?
That's the bottom, Mr. Kent. You know, like a music.
Well, not just now, Nick, if you don't mind.
Sure. I'm going to turn it off.
Thanks,
hey,
Nick.
Hey, Mr. Kent.
Sure, thanks. Okay. Well, the radio's off, Jim. Finish your sandwich.
I'm not very hungry.
What? You not hungry? You're not sick, are you?
No, but... Well, look, Mr. Kent, it's after midnight. This is the day the voice set up a worse catastrophe than the crash of the Jupiter would happen.
Well, let's hope the voice is wrong this time, Jim.
Yeah, let's hope it's right. This whole thing has given me the willies.
Don't let it, Jim. It's exactly what the voice, whoever he is, would like. People start getting panicky.
Well, sure, I know, but I... What's that?
It's just the phone. Oh, come on, Jim. Get a hold of yourself.
Hello. Mr. Simon. Who's calling? What? Oh, Mr. Kent. Sure, here's it. Hold up.
Is that for me, Nick?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Now what's wrong?
Hello, Kent speaking.
Yes, Chief.
What? What? Say that again.
What happened, Mr. Kent?
Continental flyer. Great Scott, where?
What about the flyer, Mr. Kent?
Jim, please. Just out of Stevensville. Just out of Stevensville.
What happened?
Craddock near Stevensville just a little while ago. The flash just came over. Come on, we've got to get going.
Sweet and lizard.
Ran a wreck, huh? Oh, that's too bad.
Here's the dollar, Nick. Take both checks out of it and keep the change.
Sure.
Come on, Jim.
Thanks, Mr. Kent.
All right. Now, listen, Jim. You get back to the office and stand by to take the story. I'll phone you just as soon as I can.
Phone me from where?
From the train wreck.
Oh, you won't have to. I'm going with you.
No, you're not. I can get there in no time alone.
In no time? Well, what are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't mean no time.
Oh, you
but...
just want to get rid of me. Every time something big happens, you want to get rid of me. How can you get there any faster without me than with me?
Well, it isn't that, Jim. It's late, and most of the staff has gone home, and somebody's got to do the rewrite when I phone it in.
Well, okay.
See you later, Jim.
Okay. So long.
So long. I'm going to get out of these clothes. Where? In that alley, I guess. It's dark enough. Yes, here we are. Tougher and tougher ducking away from Jimmy. What job to be done
as Superman. But I must get to that wreck and fast. There we are. Now, up! Up! And away!
Leaping into the dark skies, red cape streaming, the Man of Steel speeds towards the train wreck. 21 miles southwest of Metropolis. He flashes over the tiny village of Stevensville. And a mile farther on, he spots the wreck. Two great engines locked together like iron monsters in mortal combat.
Ah, there it is. Great Scott, look at those two locomotives. Nothing but twisted steel. The passenger cars seem all right, thank heaven. Down, down to those engines. Out of the way, please. You in the overalls. Are you the engineer?
Harley Cat! Who are you?
No time for introductions now. Speak up, man. I'm going to do what I can to help.
Now, you can help if you can tell me what happened to old Tom Snyder.
Tom Snyder? Who's he? Keep that crowd back, please.
He was the engineer of the fire. That's him. Under the blanket there.
What? Good Lord,
he's dead as a post, poor old Tom is. But that's not the worst of it. I got to say this low, mister. We're trying to keep it from the passengers. Something happened to Tom. His skin is bright green, mister.
I see. What about his fireman? And the engineer and fireman of the freight train.
That's Tom's fireman over there on the ground.
Oh?
Me and Sam, he's my fireman. I'm engineer of the freight. We saw the fire coming down on us. We jumped out of the cab just in time. Say, I know who you are now. You're Superman.
That's right. Look, how did this accident happen?
Search me, Mr. Superman. The flags were up for Tom to hold the fire until I got my train off the line.
He ran through the flag?
He sure did. Can't figure it out either. Hey, look, Superman. How do you figure he got that color?
I don't know. Is the fireman dead, too?
No, the doc says he's in pretty bad shape.
Oh.
He's in immediate operation and blood plasma.
Well, I'll get into a hospital at once. Is the one in Stevensville, you know?
No, the nearest big hospital at the airport in Metropolis.
Right. Just put my cape around the fireman like this. Now, let's get the engineer. I'll leave the blanket wrapped around him. There, that's it. So long, now. Up and away!
Leaping into the skies again like some giant bird, Superman streaks for the airport hospital on the outskirts of Metropolis. Arriving there, he once more assumes the disguise of Clark Kent and turns the seriously injured fireman and the dead engineer over to Dr. Raymond, the medical director. Then, hurrying to a phone booth, he calls the Daily Planet.
Hello, White Office. Mr. Olson speaking.
Mr. Olson, did you say?
Yeah. Oh, hello, Mr. Kent.
Hello.
Well, how'd you get to the train wreck so soon?
So soon? I'm back in Metropolis.
What? But the wreck is 21 miles away. You couldn't even have gotten there yet.
Oh, I was just kidding, Jim. I didn't have to go to the wreck. I've got a scoop for the Planet direct from Superman himself.
Superman?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's he got?
He just brought the dead engineer of the flyer and the injured fireman to the airport hospital. Those are the only casualties. Some of the passengers were banged up a bit, but fortunately...
How'd you happen to see Superman?
Well, how do you suppose? I met him up in the sky while I was flying around. Now, stop asking unimportant questions and get the story on page one of the next edition.
Okay, Mr. Kent. I was only asking...
I'm at the airport hospital if you need me. So long.
So long.
I'm going to find Dr. Raymond. He ought to be ready to talk to me now. Let's see, he was in a small anteroom off the operating room when I brought the engineer and the fireman up. Oh, he's someplace. Oh, here it is. No answer. Sure, I saw him in here. I don't want to go through the operating room. I'll just look in here.
What? Great Scott!
Staring wide-eyed, Kent hesitates, then leaps into the room. What has he seen? We'll be back in a moment for the climax of today's episode. Today's episode.
Never let him have all he wanted. So I explained to him that Pep was mighty good for him as well as mighty swell tasting. But he didn't listen to me. He went on to say that what was his all-round favorite. Now, I guess I needn't tell most of you how good those crunchy golden... But if by any chance you haven't discovered it for yourself, get busy right away. Ask your mother to get you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to our story. Searching for Dr. Raymond, whom he had seen a few minutes before in a small anteroom next to the operating room, Clark Kent opens the door to find Dr. Raymond crumpled on the floor. Above him, on an examination table, is the dead engineer of the Transcontinental Flyer, his face and hands still glowing a bright, sickly green.
Doctor Raymond. He's unconscious. I better sit him up in his chair. There we are. Ghost. I better get some help. Oh, no, he's coming to. You all right, Doctor? No. There's a water flask on the table. You want blood? Here. Drink this, Doctor.
Dead?
Feel better now?
Yes. Yes, I remember now.
I'll get a nurse.
No, that's not necessary. I'm all right now, Kent. Just had a bit of a shock. Seeing that man on the table. His face was covered when you brought him in. I pulled down the blanket and the shock of that ghastly green skin was too much.
But you saw the pilot of the Jupiter, Frank Parks, only yesterday. He was in the same condition.
But it wasn't only his color, Kent. It's something else. Something I've learned since I last saw you.
What do you mean, Doctor?
Well, you know all about Parks and now this poor chap.
Yes?
So I might as well tell you the rest. Close the door.
Doctor? Doctor. What is it?
Kent, this will be the strangest thing you've ever heard.
His voice breaking under the stress of great emotion, Dr. Raymond prepares to disclose something of importance. What is it? The mystery and tension is heightening every minute as the man who calls himself the Voice threatens all America with his uncanny powers. Don't fail to be with us tomorrow for another exciting episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Follow The Adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Gang, waste paper is urgently needed by your government right now to help make materials of war. So keep on collecting every bit you can find. Give it to your local collector. And remember the slogan, don't throw it out, turn it in. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.